You're listening to SBS News.
The coronavirus pandemic has now killed 126 people in Australia, and the three latest deaths were elderly women in Victoria, including two from residential aged care. One of the victims was aged over 100, another in her 90s, and the other aged in her 80s. Australia's Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Professor Michael Kidd, says while infection rates are deeply concerning, the case numbers have not grown exponentially.
We haven't seen a dramatic increase in the number of new cases each day. We are seeing still very high levels of cases, but they're not dramatically increasing. We would like to see those numbers obviously start to come down over the next few days or weeks, but at the moment they're not continuing to escalate.
Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says more and more people are starting to wear face masks ahead of Thursday's change to the rules, which mandates face coverings in Melbourne and the Mitchell Shire.
Any protection is better than none, and it does make a real difference, but it is heartening to see so many people listening to those messages, changing their normal habits and embedding mask and face covering wearing as part of just the normal daily routine.
People not complying with the new requirement risk a $200 fine. Professor Kidd also recommends that people in New South Wales wear a mask in situations where keeping a distance is difficult. He specified public transport, supermarkets, and elevators in high-rise buildings as examples of where a mask could be worth considering. New South Wales saw its daily case count rise by 13, and only one of those cases is in hotel quarantine. All of the other 12 are locally acquired and linked to known outbreaks, including 10 people associated with a cluster at the Thai Rock restaurant in Wetherill Park in Sydney's southwest. There were no new cases in Western Australia, the ACT and Queensland, but the Premier there, Anastasia Palaszczuk, says she's monitoring what's occurring in the southern states and is ready to impose new restrictions if needed.
We are observing what's happening at the moment in relation to community transmission. We are following that very, very closely, and we are getting ready if we need to declare further hotspots. We will not hesitate to declare further hotspots to keep Queenslanders safe.
Queensland has just two active COVID-19 cases, while 90 people are being treated for the virus in New South Wales. The state has declared the entire state of Victoria a hotspot, as well as the Liverpool and Campbelltown areas in Sydney. And you can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.